Penguin Random House Audio presents The Sparsholt Affair by Alan Hollinghurst. Read for you by David Dawson.
Part 1. A New Man. Chapter 1. The evening when we first heard Sparsholt's name seems the best place to start this little memoir. We were up in my rooms talking about the club. Peter Coyle, the painter, was there, and Charlie Farmonger and Everett Dax. A sort of vote had taken place, and I'd emerged as the secretary. I was the oldest by a year, and as I was exempt from service, I did nothing but read. Everett said, "Oh, Freddie reads 2 books a day," which may have been true. I protested that my rate was slower if the books were in Italian or Russian. That was my role, and I played it with the supercilious aplomb of a student actor. The whole purpose of the club was getting well-known writers to come and speak to us and read aloud from their latest work. We offered them a decent dinner, in those days a risky promise, and after dinner a panelled room packed full of keen young readers, a provision we were rather more certain of. When the bombing began, people wanted to know what the writers were thinking. Now Charlie suggested Orwell, and one or two names we had failed to net last year did the rounds again. Might Stephen Spender come, or Rebecca West? Nancy Kent was already lined up to talk to us about Spain. Everett, in his impractical way, mentioned Auden, who was in New York and unlikely to return while the war was on. "Good riddance, too," said Charlie. It was Peter who said, surely knowing how Everett was hoping he wouldn't, "Well, why don't we get..."